Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. The distance between living at home and living on the street is probably something many people don't think about. But for many of us, the distance is not that great. Even for those who make a decent living, we're just stretched too thin. And for those who, say, make $30,000 or less a year, the distance from home to the street is a very slender thread.
I was working for a restaurant, and I was assistant manager for like 7 years, and that's when I got pregnant.
That's Beth. She was 42 and already raising two kids on her own when she found out a third was on the way. This pregnancy would turn out to be different from the others.
Because of me being older, you know, my doctor said I had to limit myself towards the end. Now, because of my job, didn't have any benefits, no, you know, maternity leave or anything like that, I left there to go to an easier job so it would be less labor and I could just maybe work a little bit of the hours. So I went to work, and then, of course, after I had the baby, I was out of work, couldn't get nothing, and that's when bills got behind. I got really depressed, started medicating myself. I was just really depressed, and I was worried. You know, I've always stood on my own 2 feet. I've always, like, took care, you know, what I had to take care of. And I felt like my back was up against the wall, you know, and then now I got to care for a baby. So in the process of all that, too, I was also getting evicted. I was losing my place because I couldn't afford it. The lady that I was renting from threw all my stuff away. She didn't have an eviction notice. She didn't have anything. And she just rented a dumpster and threw everything away.
Beth had been in recovery from addiction for 7 years when she relapsed. She couldn't hide it from her children.
I remember very, like it was yesterday, my oldest daughter coming home from school one day, and I was kind of in a stoop, wasn't doing nothing all day, and I had been drinking, and I taken some Nervils. I was depressed because I was home all day. I wasn't working, and this is after I had the baby, and I was just home all day, and I remember my daughter coming home from school and looking at me and asking me if I was okay, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm sure, I'm fine. But looking back on that, the look in her eyes, you know, like, you're not okay, you know, you're not the mom that, you know, got up and went to meetings every night and came home and, you know, did things and, you know, had a reason to get up and do stuff. I mean, I just wasn't even myself anymore. I think what contributed to a lot of it was being older, being pregnant, being a single mom, and being by myself, and then losing the job, and then worrying, just constantly worrying, what am I going to do? Now I got the baby, and I got to worry about daycare all over again, and, you know, just worrying about what I'm going to do, you know, and not having nobody. And I was miserable.
Beth knows she's responsible for the decision to begin using again. But how different would this story be if Beth had even minimal job protection when she became pregnant? We'll hear more about Beth next week. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.